Session number 20157, Reel 2.
And watching them being taken out, and that was marvellous, you know, because my father-in-law and three brother-in-laws, they worked in the blading shop, boiler shop as well, you see.
Yeah.
And my father-in-law was the, he used to put the chains on the boilers, mm-hmm. and that, and he used to stand on the top of the boiler,
yeah.
as it was going out to be fitted into the boat and that.
Yeah.
And he used to enjoy, actually, he was a shepherd. That sounds funny, doesn't it?
There's not many shipyards have shepherds.
Before he went into the shipyards and that, he came from Nottingham. And Norfolk rather, not Nottingham.
Uh-huh.
And so that was quite a difference for him as well.
Uh-huh.
But Albert's brother, he worked on the worked with his father on the taking the boilers out and that.
Uh-huh.
He used to put the very big chains around them and everything.
Well, when you saw the finished article like that, did you feel a sense of pride that you'd helped?
Oh, yes. I mean, it used to be marvellous enough to see it go down and think, well, I put a little bit into it.
I think that was a general thing. Did most people in the yard feel that way about, you know, whatever they did?
I suppose they did in that, but of course, you know, you never had very much time to think about things in those days. It was sort of get on and get it done and get it out as quickly as you could.
Yeah.
And
So what would there be a lot of, how to put it, encouragement for you to work faster from the supervisors at the time?
Well, I wouldn't say they give you any enthusiasm, because it was more or less you got so much work to do and you had to get it done and that. The more work you did, the better for you, because at least you get a little, you got a little bit more money, you see.
Yeah.
When you worked on peace time, the more you did, the more you got.
If you can just sort of cast your mind back and run down right from the start and all the way through your average working day, you know, from the time you get up to when you get in, would you be able to run?
Oh, yes.
You know, with the breaks and...
I used to get up at... 5:15 in the morning, is to have small breakfast, and then my father and I used to leave home and that. And I don't know whether you know Oppen Gym at all, do you?
I've been up that way, but I don't know.
Well, there's the bridge across the river and that, and there used to be a penny toll on that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And back across that bridge in somewhere.
Yeah.
Used to be about a 5-minute walk
across
the bridge and that, and then used to get the train.
Yes.
And used to chat to all the men and that going down. Sometimes I used to doze. And then, as I say, we used to get into Newcastle, walk across the centre up to get the train down to Wallsend. And we used to start, with Jen used to get in about 7:15 in the morning and that, and then he used to start.
He used to have to clock in on the morning.
Clock in, yes.
And that was the same place that the blokes did.
Oh yes, and then work started at 7:30 in the morning. We used to have a break at 9:00, from 9 to 9:15, and then we used to work from 9 till 12, and then you used to have your lunch, 1 hour's lunch. Sometimes, well, nearly every day, I used to, my father and I used to have a walk around the yard and that, at lunchtime and that, or I would sit down and watch what was coming up the river and that, what the boats and that was coming up. And then 1 o'clock, you used to start again. Till 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock till 3:15 was your break again.
Yes.
And then till 5, and then you finished at 5. You used to go over and have a good wash.
Yeah.
At least I did. I had to look a bit presentable to go home, like.
Right.
And you used to go and wait for the train again. And I remember one day, and it was, 1943, we had a very bad snowstorm and that, and my father and I managed to get as far as Newcastle Central Station. We didn't get home till 2 o'clock the next morning.
Yes. Was there ever any time that you didn't get in because of
yes,
the weather?
The next day we didn't get into work and that, because the lines was closed and everything. And some people didn't get into work further up the time than that, because the further you went in, the thicker the snow was and that. But as I say, we used to get home about 6:40 at night. And if I wasn't too tired, I used to go out. Worst night I went out.
What two dances and things like that?
No, there wasn't an awful lot of dances, and there was only a small village, you see. And we used to have the troops used to come in for before they were going overseas and that. And when they came back from abroad and that, they used to come to recruit. And that, and we got to know some very nice boys and that.
Yes.
And but you know, it was funny. A lot of the villagers didn't bother with the men and that. My grandmother used to say to them, "You can come for a cup of tea or a cup of cocoa. You can have a slice of jam and bread or a piece of cake, and you're welcome." And of course, a lot of them used to come, you see, because, I mean, there was there was pretty than that for them to go to the pictures and that. But I mean, they didn't have a lot of money in those days and that. So that they used to come and listen to the wireless or something like that. But as they said, it was coming like into a home and that for them and that. And my two aunties used to knit balaclavas and that, and socks and that for them.
Yeah.
And that, it was quite interesting. You got to know some very interesting stories.
Yes,
that.
I suppose you would. What about the clothes that you used to wear down there? I mean,
well, of course, you didn't get many clothes, you say, because, I mean, they were all on combs and that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I can tell you what I had during the war. I think it was 2 suits and 2 coats and 1 or 2 dresses.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, most of your coats went on shoes and that.
That's true.
Because I used to go through a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
And, of course, being working in the factory, you see, you were heavy on your feet with them.
Right. And what would you wear to go down the yard? Would it be overalls or would it...?
No, was an overall, your turban, because your hair had to be kept, and because there was one girl got her hair caught in the drilling machine and that. Of course, it was her own fault, because I mean, you were told to wear your hair under your turban and that, and of course, very thick walking shoes. You had to, if you was asked to do another job on the boat, you would go and do it. Now, you see, the unions won't allow them to do that. They've got to do a carpenter's job or a riveter's job or something like that they won't allow them to do anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's all wrong.
Yeah, yeah. What happened when you were down there was because they told you to do different jobs and you had to go and do them, or were you just...
Yes, I mean, if there wasn't any... cutting the brass bars, if there wasn't that to do, you were put onto another machine to do something else, you see, to put your time in, and that, because you weren't allowed to stand around and be idle or anything like that. I mean, as I say, if you went to the restroom, you were timed,
yes,
and you had to come out on that time and that. that I honestly do think that they have life too easy now in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you imagine any of them putting rivets in that and boilers with hammers?
Yeah. Right, I mean, you know.
Your father would be able to tell you about them.
Oh, yeah.
It, you see? That, I mean, I've seen them stripped to the book and that, and the perspiration's been worn out of them.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
But as they said, they got satisfaction out of the work and that.
Yes.
I think that there wouldn't be as much violence these days if a youngster had to work like that.
Mm.
He would be too tired.
Yeah.
He would,
right.
You know.
Right, yes. That's one thing I meant to ask you earlier. How physically demanding did you find the job that you were doing? I mean, was there a lot of muscle power involved?
Actually, yes, because I've got good muscles.
Yeah.
My doctor wanted to know how I had muscles. That was pulling the machine out.
Yeah. So it was physical.
Yes, it was tiring work and that.
Mm.
I mean, both physically and mentally and that. It was very tiring and that.
Mm.
But it was something you had to do and that, and you just got on and did it.
Yes.
And that.
Yeah. I suppose at the end of the day, given all the travelling that you did as well, you know, you must have been fairly
exhausted. I was tired in that. Most nights I used to go out and that, and as I say, I had to be in by 9:30 and that.
Yeah.
But you are just glad to get into bed and have a good night's sleep and that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate that alarm going off. It wasn't so bad in the summer, you know, because you used to have double summer time in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of 1 hour, you had 2 hours, you see. And in the summer, most nights, it was light till about 12 o'clock at night, you see.
Yeah.
And then 2 or 3 hours of darkness, and that was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, apart from the fact that you were very tired, you used to enjoy yourself outside the
yard. Oh, yes. I mean, there was the Worcester Aerodrome and that, and the Air Force boys used to be up there, you see.
Yeah.
And they used to come down to the village, and we got to know quite a lot of those fellas as well.
Yeah.
But the trouble was, you used to get to know some nice lads and that, but a lot of them didn't come back. I used to hear the planes going over and you could generally count them as they were going over, and then you used to generally count them as they were coming back.
Yes.
Quite a few didn't come back, can you? Quite a few nice lads that didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've got a pair of silver wings upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
One boy, he wanted me to get married and that. And he'd done 24 ops and that, and he had one more to do. And I said, well, when you come back up this one, I says, then we'll get engaged and that. And so he didn't come back.
No, I didn't.
So I think fate, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
they used to come down because they said there was nothing on the camp for them, and they used to go into Newcastle, but they couldn't even afford that very much, because I mean, pictures, it used to be half a crown to get in the pictures in those days.
Yeah.
But I mean, their pay used to be £1 a week, I think.
Oh.
It wasn't a lot, you know.
No, no.
Actually, we were better off than what they were.
Yeah, right. Did you suffer from that? Was a bit funny anyway that you were getting paid more?
Well, what we used to do was go Dutch, you see.
Uh-huh.
If the lads didn't have the money, well, we used to say, right, we'll pay.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
And you thought nothing of it.
No. Yeah. Did you feel that the job that you were doing wasn't a man's job, do you think?
No, I wouldn't have said it was a man's job, not when I did and that.
Mm.
Anybody could have done it, like.
Yeah.
Whether I wasn't given a heavier job, because counting my hand and that, they didn't want me to damage that anymore, like.
Yes.
because I just had my finger up in the ear when the war started, you see.
Yeah.
And that, that was caused through an accident. So that I had to be a bit careful,
yes,
as doing manual work and that, you see.
Yeah.
But some of the girls did quite heavy work in that welding and that. I mean, that was quite a heavy job in that.
Yeah.
But we didn't see many of those girls because they more or less worked on the boats, you see.
Yeah. Before I forget it again, can I ask you how you came to leave the yards?
To get married.
To get married.
Yes. Yes. I didn't want to leave, mind. I could have continued on working in that.
Yeah.
But Albert said he wasn't having his wife working in the same department as him, old-fashioned.
Yeah.
So I left in July 1945 to get married. And
yeah, that. So the war was all but over.
Oh, it was over. The war was over with Germany.
Yeah.
And then it was finished with Japan in August.
That's
and
right.
So that... if I hadn't have met him, I might have had a different life, you don't know.
Yeah, well, it's
but out of the five girls that worked in the boiler shop, they all married men out of the boiler shop.
And would that have been during the war?
We all got married about the same time, I think there was... one got married about a year, 1944. And then... I think there was two married before me, and we were married in July, and the other two got married just shortly after that.
Ah, yes.
And that's the